Welcome to the Rise and Walk podcast, where we dive into daily Bible devotions to inspire and guide you on your spiritual journey. Today we're diving into a topic that's both profound and deeply personal, God's eternal nature and His relationship with us. Have you ever pondered the vastness of eternity or wondered about your place in God's grand design? We'll explore these questions and more. Today's Bible passage is from Psalm 90, verse 2. Before the mountains were born, the earth and the world brought forth. From eternity to eternity, you are God.
Have you ever been asked by a child who made God? It's a question that can stump even the most knowledgeable adults. But here's the fascinating thing about God. He's unlike anything or anyone we know. God is self-existent, uncaused, and completely independent. In fact, He's the very foundation for everything else that exists. Think about it this way. God alone exists by His own power. He's often described as the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. This means that God has no origin and no end. He simply is. So when we're faced with that innocent question, who made God? We can explain that God wasn't made at all. He has always existed and will always exist. It's a concept that's hard for our finite minds to grasp, but it's at the core of who God is. This eternal nature of God is beautifully captured in Psalm 90, verse 2, which says, "Before the mountains were born, the earth and the world brought forth. From eternity to eternity, you are God." This verse reminds us that God's existence precedes and transcends all of creation. Now let's consider why an all-sufficient God would choose to create and redeem humanity. It's a question that has puzzled many throughout history. The key is understanding that God's decision to create us wasn't born out of need or deficiency. He is complete in Himself, lacking nothing. His wisdom is immeasurable, His joy unquenchable, and His nature beyond our full comprehension. So why did He create us? Simply because it pleased Him to do so. Our creation and redemption weren't afterthoughts or discoveries of some lack within Himself. Rather, they were part of His co-eternal plan, a design that stretches from eternity past to eternity future. In this grand plan, we have been included as recipients of His love and grace. It's not because He needed us, but because He wanted us. This speaks volumes about the nature of God's love. It's not a love born out of necessity, but one of choice and delight, understanding. This can transform how we view our relationship with God. We aren't cosmic accidents or mere creations to fill a void. We are intentional, wanted, and loved parts of God's eternal plan.
This gives our existence profound meaning and purpose. So how do we relate to this eternal, self-existent God in our daily lives? Well, it's beautiful to know that despite His incomprehensible nature, He invites us to call Him Father. This isn't just a title, it's an invitation to a deep personal relationship. When we pray, we're not just talking to some distant cosmic force, we're speaking to our loving Father who knows us intimately. We can ask Him to guide our decisions, big and small, whether it's about our career relationships or even what to have for dinner. No concern is too trivial for Him. This God who set the stars in motion is also interested in the minutiae of our lives. He's our pillar of support, always ready to lend His strength when we're weak. His wisdom is available to us, helping us navigate the complexities of life. Remember, every time we pray, we're acknowledging our dependence on Him. It's a beautiful act of trust, saying, "Father, I need You, guide me." So today, let's approach Him confidently, knowing He delights in being our loving Father. Understanding God's eternal nature can profoundly impact how we approach life, prayer, and our relationship with Him. When we truly grasp that God exists outside of time, it shifts our perspective on our daily challenges and long-term goals. We can find comfort in knowing that our momentary struggles are part of a greater eternal plan. This understanding should inspire us to approach prayer with a sense of awe and reverence. Recognizing that we're communicating with the timeless Creator of the universe, it should also deepen our trust in God's wisdom and timing. By acknowledging His eternal nature, we're reminded to align our will with His, seeking His guidance in all aspects of our lives. This perspective can bring peace and purpose to our journey, knowing that we're part of something far greater than ourselves.
Let's close with a prayer. Heavenly Father, we come before You in awe of Your eternal nature, recognizing that you are the Alpha and Omega, uncreated and self-existent. Your wisdom and love are beyond our understanding, yet you invite us into a deep personal relationship with you. Thank you for creating us not out of need, but out of your desire to love and include us in your eternal plan. Help us to approach each day with trust in your perfect wisdom and guidance. Teach us to lean on you in all things, knowing that our lives are in your hands. We are grateful for your love that knows no bounds. In Jesus' name, amen. Friends, may God's peace and blessings be with you always as you walk in his grace. Have a wonderful day and feel free to share the message of his love and truth. Blessings.